Have you been hitting the books and listening to lectures all day? It's time to relax, to unwind, and listen up. This is Brooke from Campus Chronicles, your go-to podcast for everything student life. No matter where you are in your academic journey, we have you covered. Think of us as a trusted mentor, friend, and confidant who always has your back. We'll be sharing inspiring stories, thought-provoking insights, and practical advice to help you succeed in and out of the classroom. So get ready to be inspired, enlightened, and entertained. Hello, hello, everyone. I am so excited to introduce you to the fantastic guest that we have today. Her name is Leah Koskinen, and she is from Make Derm Sure. Leah, I love your name. I love this conversation already. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I am so excited to dive into what we've already been discussing in the DMs and behind the scenes is what that Make Derm Sure name is all about. So let's dive right into the origin story.
Yeah, so Make Derm Sure is my Instagram handle, and it's a play off of making damn sure you're safe in the sun. 6 years ago, at the age of 25, I was diagnosed with stage 3 melanoma shortly after my son's first birthday. So being a new mom and still being young, it was quite a shock. It was life-changing. That's kind of corny to say, but that's exactly what it was.
Wow. Now that timing couldn't be worse. When we think of 25, we think of just being young, starting your career, right? And then you're hit with this huge, huge, huge curveball, I think is the best way you could describe it. Now, had you been someone that had spent a lot of time in the sun, what was your relationship with the sun prior to the diagnosis?
Yeah, so I'm 32 now. So I definitely grew up in the generation wearing baby oil, getting your, I'm doing air quotes, your base tan before going, you know, spring break to Mexico. I used tanning beds during that time. I remember I used to mow my parents' lawn in my bikini so that I could get a tan. You know, I definitely was into that. And used sunscreen sporadically, had heard of skin cancer maybe once or twice, knew absolutely nothing, though, about what that actually meant. So after my son was born, my mom said, hey, you're a mom now. I really think you should start going to a dermatologist. You have moles all over you. You can go where I go. Let's just make it easy. But I really just think you should start getting, you know, checked out from head to toe. So thank gosh she did, because I had a spot pop up right here on the top of my bra strap like a month before that appointment. And the only reason I noticed it and it was even on my radar at all was because it was over my bra strap. So it was just in a spot that was like, you know, kind of irritated me because it would get snagged on my strap. So I'd gone in for that first appointment. They had said they were going to biopsy it. And she said, you know, I'm really not worried, but I'm going to biopsy it and I'll get you results in a week. So I left there. I mean, it was totally off my radar. I wasn't even remotely concerned. I didn't even know her biopsying it meant that it could be melanoma, which in hindsight, I've had that question asked a lot. Like, do you wish that the doctor would have said, we're biopsying it because we're concerned it could be X, Y, or Z, and this is what that means? And I will say that I'm so happy that I didn't know, because it gave me one more week just being my pre-Leah life before all of this happened. So yeah, so she called a week later and said, hey, it's melanoma. We're concerned about how deep it is. And I immediately want to transfer your case over to University of Michigan to get it handled from here. So it was a shock.
Wow. And so transferring your case, you're feeling so many big emotions. I know that sounds like a toddler, but really there's no better way to quantify them, but they're big, scary, anxiety, all of those things. And then when you were transferred to University of Michigan, you said, what was that experience like in terms of finding out the diagnosis?
It was a whirlwind. The University of Michigan was fantastic on getting me in quickly. I think my first appointment with all my initial slews of testing was within a week of my diagnosis. And then by the end of the month, I was already getting in to have surgery to have the cancer removed. So I really don't have a lot to say about that time because I think I blacked out. I think it was just such a crazy time. It was like, I can't even believe this is happening. I was truly just surviving, not thriving, going through the motions to just, because I'm the type of person that just really want, like, I immediately was like, let's do all the things and get the cancer out. I don't want to sit here for another day. I just want to get it all taken care of so that I can move on.
You sound just like me. I find a problem and I try to fix it person. And I love what you've done in terms of adapting your lifestyle to meet the needs of staying sun healthy, sun safe, because we're talking to university aged people. And it's not really a topic that we're bringing up, that we're talking about at that young age. And I think the really dangerous and scary part of that is you can do tremendous damage in the years you're at university. You can do tremendous damage during those spring breaks or those holidays, just like you mentioned, and then find yourself in a situation that you don't want to be in down the road.
Yeah. And I will say, you know, me commenting with, I just want to get this cancer out and move on with my life. Obviously, getting the cancer out is, it's a great first step, but it's so much more than that. I mean, it's not like, oh, the cancer's gone. I never have to think or worry about this again. It's constant CT scans, MRIs, checks every 3 months at the dermatologist, ultrasound.
Anxiety, like we've been talking about.
Yes. So much mental. Yeah, that's the physical testing, right? Those are the things I can describe with tangible words. That doesn't even get into the mental health of all that. So it's not as simple. And I think that's a common misconception with skin cancer, whether it's melanoma or a different type of skin cancer, is that, oh, I'll just go get the mole removed and everything will be fine. That would be ideal. And it's not to say that that never happens, but it needs to be shared that it can be so much more serious than that.
And it can be something that really does impact your life. I took a look at your Instagram and I love all of the education that you do, because to be honest, we don't educate our young people, starting with children, about sun health. And if, you know, a 5-year-old or a 10-year-old does not know how to protect their skin from the sun and why they should do it, how can anyone else? I think there's a huge gap in resources and education.
Yes. And the thing with skin cancer is it's cumulative. So 2 sunburns before you're 18 increases your chance of melanoma by a very high percentage. So it's even more important, arguably, to teach. Of course, we want to start doing it no matter what, right? I'm not here to make anybody feel bad or to stress anybody out. Like, hey, you haven't been using sunscreen up until now. That's a concern, right? It's, we want to start where we're at. But if we can teach these small kids, like you were saying, and just have this be a daily habit of, you know, I know skincare with the tween girls is so popular right now. So make sure that you're putting SPF moisturizer in that sunscreen or in that skincare that those girls are already using. You know, having it just be, this is just what we do. It's no different than brushing your teeth. One of my favorite things that I like to talk to, especially like elementary age kids, is you eat fruits and veggies to protect the inside of your body, and we wear sunscreen to protect the outside of our body. It can be as simple as that.
It is, and I love your connotation to brushing the teeth, because we think of that as the normal thing to do. Not doing that would be abnormal. But we don't think that with sunscreen, and I'm not exactly sure why. Because it is no harder and it takes less than 5 minutes.
So important, and it's really so easy to do. And I think that's what I'm trying to really work on with my kids. It's like, let's set you up for success. Let's put sunscreen in the bathroom when you're brushing your teeth. Let's put sunscreen by the door so that when you go outside to play, let's put some in your locker at school. And the same goes for college kids, putting it in those simple places so that it's almost easier to do it than it is trying to avoid putting sunscreen on. You know, I'm not trying to add in some big regimen to your day, especially with you college kids. You've got so much going on. There's so many extra things you have to be paying attention to. It's such a big life change time. Let's make it as easy as possible.
1,000,000%. And I want to transition into something that you and I chatted about in the DMs. And for me, I did not get into sunscreen until I was probably I was probably out of college by the time I got into sunscreen. And I got into sunscreen because I became very concerned about aging. And I think I probably learned about that on the internet. The reasons that we come to sunscreen are arguably quite different. But when I started finding how much better I felt when I wore sunscreen, knowing that I was doing this little preventative act, it was a very simple way to take care of myself and look after myself without having to feel like I needed to change everything about my life. It felt like a very nourishing act of self-care, and it's very small.
Yeah, and there's so many different sunscreens out there these days, which is great, right? And most of, you know, they're very affordable. I loved what you had said when we were chatting about, you know, this is just a little form of self-care for myself. And listen, whether you want to do sunscreen to protect yourself from skin cancer or whether you want to do sunscreen to protect yourself from wrinkles and fine lines, I don't care. I'm not judging. Just wear the damn sunscreen.
It's all the same outcome. Right. Wear the sunscreen. We don't really care. You can do it for some sort of obscure reason that we have never thought about, and that's fine too.
Just wear it. Biggest PSA, wear it.
Oh my goodness. So when people come to you, they're looking on your page, they're getting educated. What are some of the first tips you give them? What is some of the education that they've probably lacked until now that you're able to share with them?
I think some of the biggest things is what I already talked about making it easy to put it on. I think also there's so many things out there on the internet around chemical versus mineral sunscreens. And I, of course, have my personal opinion, but I don't like to get into that because ultimately I just want you to wear it. So that's a personal preference. Whether you feel better wearing mineral, chemical, just wear some. Don't get too nitty gritty in that. And then also sun protective clothing is great too. If you're somebody that, you know, has sensitive skin or you don't know where to start with the sunscreen, I do a lot of different try-ons and stuff like that. So you can always reference my page to make it easy because, you know, I genuinely enjoy trying 500 different sunscreens, but I know that that's not everybody's jam. So, you know, wear hats, wear light UPF jacket. There's other ways that you can protect yourself too.
In the West, being tan is really a part of a beauty standard. What's your opinion on that?
Yeah, it's really interesting. I definitely fell into that also growing up, which is why I'm in the situation that I'm in now. So I get it. I understand. I would rather have a beautiful glow than be as pale as I am. But the good news is that there's so many self-tanners out there that are great. They're not like how they used to be, where they turn you orange and are streaky and, you know. So using a self-tanner or doing a spray tan or just having the confidence to be okay with the skin that you're in and knowing that just, I know that I'm healthier with my pale skin and it's taken me a long time, but like, that's okay for me because I'd rather be healthy than have a glow. No one at your funeral is going to be like, she had tan skin. That's what made her, was she had a beautiful glow.
Her defining characteristic was having that nice kind of olive skin. As someone who was born with olive skin, you guys, I have a tan 24/7. I never, ever don't have a tan. And people will come up to me, and I find it very sad, actually. People will come up to me and talk to me often about the glow that I have, which is really not manufactured. It was a born glow. And they will talk about how they've gone to exceptional lengths to go on a cruise or plan their vacation so that they can get a tan, so that they can feel good enough or feel beautiful again. That vacation is a very scary thing because you tend to just be a little more carefree. Talk about people when they plan their vacations, as you mentioned, spring break, holidays. That can be a really scary time.
That's so interesting that people come up to you and say that. I mean, you do have beautiful skin, but your skin's beautiful because it's a part of you, not because of the color. But yeah, so vacation, it's the same kind of thing, you know, set yourself up for success. Have sunscreen that you've purchased ahead of time so that you're not having to find it. I think something that is really easy to, even for me still, is reapplying. Reapplying is huge. So when you're on vacation, if you're sitting out on the beach for a day, set a timer. You put sunscreen on, set a 2-hour timer to reapply. I think that's where people get in the sunburn situations, is they think, oh, I put it on first thing in the morning, I'm good. Especially if you're going in and out of the water. You know, always get, my three things with sunscreen are SPF 30 or higher, water resistant, and broad spectrum, so that it's protecting you from both UVA and UVB rays.
Absolutely. I love that about the distinction between the rays, actually. I did not know that until just like maybe a year or two ago. When someone is shopping for sunscreen, they have those three criteria in mind. What about skin types? Is there anything they should know about that?
Skin types, everybody can get melanoma, regardless of your skin color. Obviously, there's going to be groups that are more likely to get it. Those of us that naturally have more moles on them than others. But skin cancer does not discriminate. So there is, everybody should be wearing sunscreen or sun protection.
Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, I had to experiment with sunscreens. So what was happening with me was that some of them were giving me zits, something I'm not a big fan of, you guys. And so I was able to experiment with different kinds of sunscreens until I found one that was lightweight enough and still met my needs. And what I encourage you to do is just, if you have a place where you can obtain samples, I think that's a really great cost-effective way to try a lot of different face sunscreens in particular.
Yeah, and a lot of companies are starting to do that, which is really great, because that is the thing with sunscreen. You know, we don't want it to have a white cast. We don't want it to have a weird smell. We don't want it to be too thick. And everybody's skin's different and everybody's preferences are different. So yeah, I like that.
You got to try it, guys, because what was happening to me was I was getting this, as you mentioned, a white cast. It was not looking good in photographs. So play around with the sunscreen. Make it a fun, explorative process. Don't judge yourself. I think that's one of the big things, is if I wear sunscreen, I'm not going to be fun. It's going to take up too much time. I'm going to be too high maintenance. My partner doesn't wear sunscreen. Therefore, I don't need to.
Yeah, and I love doing giveaways on my page. So that's another way to try sunscreen.
I love that. I love that. As far as you and what you're doing to educate winter, let's talk winter. What are the misconceptions around sunscreen, sun health, and winter?
Temperature does not equal UV rays. So even if it's 30 degrees out, if the sun is shining, you can still get a sunburn. So the same rule applies 365 days a year. Wear it all the time. Sun rays can bounce off of snow. It can bounce off of ice. Sometimes those can be more harmful. So it does not matter. You know, I think that's the biggest thing, is like, oh, it's cold out today, I don't have to wear my sunscreen. Not true. Same thing, even when it's cloudy. I know I mentioned when it's sunny, but even when it's cloudy, the clouds can only penetrate a small percentage of the sun rays. So even if you don't see the sun, if it's light out, the sun is still coming through. I love to read. I'm a huge bookie. So one of my favorite things is, if you can read a book with natural light, you should be wearing sunscreen.
Ooh, that is so good. And it's very tangible. What about staying indoors?
Indoors. So this one gets a little tricky. I think, you know, regardless if I'm leaving the house or not, I'm going to, at the bare minimum, put it on my face. And like I said, if you have it in your skincare regimen anyways, if it's a part of your moisturizer, it's not this extra step that you have to think about. But same thing, you know, the windows, same thing with windows on a plane. You can see the sun. If you can see the light, it's coming through.
Mm-hmm. And with driving a car as well, actually. I read a study about how much sun we take in driving.
I don't know if you've seen, it's really popular, the truck driver who the left side of his face had so much wrinkles and fine lines and skin cancer because he was a truck driver that was always driving on the left side of the road. And it, you know, the comparison was just unreal between the right side and the left side of his face.
I've seen that photo and it's very humbling. It really is.
It's crazy to me that cars don't put more sunshade options in the backseat for the kids. I think that should just be like a standard thing. But then same thing with the front, having there be more sun protection in those windows would be super helpful.
With as much technology as we have in the world, you think it would be done? I have a tough question for you. If you were going to give three pieces of advice that can be related to skincare, although they don't have to be, three pieces of advice to college-age students, what would you say?
Start getting yearly skin checks now, just like how you do your well check visit. Start doing checks with a dermatologist. Wear sunscreen every day. Make it a part of your daily routine. And then the third one I would say is just pay attention to your body. Know where you have moles, or know where you have birthmarks, or know where you have spots. Just know what you look like and just keep an eye on it. Regardless if we're talking about skin cancer or not, as you grow up, you need to be your own best advocate. For that. Repeat that back to yourself and stick up for yourself.
Absolutely. That leads me to an important rabbit hole I will not go down about medical gaslighting, but it is so important not only to know yourself, but to love yourself and let it be an act of self-love and self-care to take care of your skin. You can look at yourself, affirm yourself, listen to music that makes you feel good, whatever it is that is going to help motivate you to do it. We don't care. We just want you to do it. Is there a quote, a mantra, a song that you live your life by?
That seems tougher than my three. My three pieces of
advice. It is a tough one.
I'm just going to keep it simple and say, make damn sure you're staying safe in the sun, whatever that looks like for you.
I love her tagline and I love her. Okay, if someone is inspired by you, they want to find you and learn more, where do they go?
Yeah, go to Instagram. Make Derm Sure and send me a message. Let's connect. I love answering questions. I love helping people in this area. Yeah, I'm here. I'm here for you.
I love it. As we wrap up, is there anything I haven't asked you that you want to say? Or is there anything on your heart?
I just want to say thank you for giving me the platform to do this. I feel passionate about sun safety in general, but specifically with young people and teenagers, college kids, the younger generation is really where my heart lies. So just thank you.
Thank you for joining me on Campus Chronicles. I hope you found our discussion informative, inspiring, entertaining, and fun. We are always working hard to make sure that our episodes are the very best they can be, which means we need your help. If you liked what you heard, remember to hit the follow button on your favorite podcast platform and drop us a review. It helps us to connect with more students who are hungry for success. And remember, the journey never stops. Keep listening, keep learning, keep growing. See you next week for another amazing episode of Campus Chronicles.